UFOs. What is it with all these sightings of UFOs around, over, and entering active volcanoes? We hear about this all over the world, but it seems to be happening even more in Mexico. There is speculation aliens have bases inside volcanoes. The idea might be there is no way humans could ever get into the bases given the state of our current technology, so the extraterrestrials are safe from prying eyes for the time being. Could there be other reasons for doing this? Another reason might be the fact volcanoes have lava tubes, and perhaps the UFOs use these to travel to other areas underground or under the ocean. There is also a theory stating the UFOs draw energy from the volcanoes, and there is no doubt there must be a lot of energy to be gotten if the UFOs can use this type of energy. Heat doesn't seem to bother UFOs. There have been plenty of examples of UFOs around the sun and some even going through it. Recently, a photo was taken of a UFO over the Popocatépetl volcano. The photo was taken by a resident of the Mexican city of Atlixco. The photographer was very surprised at what he saw, and I can't really blame him, even though this kind of thing is getting more common. Another object was seen in the sky over San Antonio, Texas. The object looked like it was heading for a crash into the ground. A video was taken of the object and immediately there was a lot of controversy over the object. Some believe it was only a plane and claim they can prove it because it had a contrail behind it. There is also a chance it could have been an old satellite coming down. This does not eliminate the fact it could be a UFO after all. One of the states which has the least UFO sightings per 100,000 residents is Texas, with only 17 sightings per 100,000 people. The state with the most UFO sightings per 100,000 people is Washington State with 100. There are two ways of measuring the least and most, however, and they are sightings by 100,000 people or just sheer number of sightings. In the most numbers category, California has the most sightings and most, say, Wyoming has the least. One pilot was flying his plane, which was a light aircraft, when he saw something strange watching him. He was flying over Atlantic City at the time, and this was reported this year even though it occurred 5 years before. He didn't call the object a UFO, but instead called it a drone-like device. He was flying at 2,000 feet at the time. In New Jersey, all drones must contain software preventing them from going above 500 feet in altitude. Strange lights were seen in the sky above Wisconsin. Multiple witnesses took videos of the event. The witnesses describe multiple bright lights moving at high speeds across the sky above farmland. One of the witnesses was a former policeman. One witness said she was driving her car when an object swooped in front of the car. The object was said to be glowing white, and right after that, she claims she saw the lights in the sky. A third witness claimed to have shot 4 videos of the object, which she said had multicolored lights. I think most of us have heard about the Russian claim they had shot down a small spherical object in the sky. In December 2022, 2 men reported seeing a spherical object in the sky. They said it was shiny and looked like it was chrome. They claim the sighting lasted 4 or 5 minutes. The object had disappeared and reappeared a couple of times. The men changed their story on the description a little later, saying they could see the last time it came back it was more saucer-shaped. A recent survey in Great Britain revealed about half the population believes extraterrestrials exist. Of that 50%, 22% believe they have visited Earth. A poll in the United States showed 65% of Americans believe aliens exist. Another poll put it at 66%. As for the number of Americans who believe extraterrestrials visited the Earth, it is 41%. Some people are asking the question, why has there been an increase in UFO sightings? First of all, has there really been an increase, or are we just hearing more about it? I think we have to take into consideration the fact some of the ridicule factors have been greatly reduced and many famous people are now admitting they believe in UFOs and aliens. This includes some scientists and even some in the military. Anyway, I wouldn't jump to the conclusion we have been getting increased sightings because there are more UFOs in the sky, especially if we are talking about alien UFOs. There are certainly far more known objects in the skies which could be mistaken for alien UFOs, however. An article reports there is a small village named Bonds, which is near Manchester in England. It has been reported NASA scientists are showing interest in the village because of the number of UFO sightings over the village. It has gained a reputation as a UFO hotspot. There doesn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary located there, and it would be hard to figure out a reason for this, unless there is something hidden there the British government isn't talking about. Hollywood has also shown an interest in the village, according to the article. Another incident took place in Newcastle, England. A man said he saw and filmed a strange object from his bedroom window. He went on to say it was only a few meters away and knew he was filming it and that was why it came so close to the window. He didn't know the shape but said it blocked out the lights as it flew down the street and away. A pilot was flying a commercial flight from Toronto to New York City. The plane needed to make a turn. Then he saw something incredible. About 10 feet from the captain's window there was a UFO. We can only imagine the scare he must have gotten. After all, he was flying at least a couple of hundred miles per hour going into LaGuardia Airport and the object was dangerously close to the plane. A man in Edinburgh, Scotland saw several UFOs above Murrayfield Stadium. He decided to photograph them. They had appeared during the daylight hours.